I just wanted to say hello again today. Thank you for listening. We're just here to whet the appetite for the listeners of the Big Honkin' Show, who's going to be starting here in 25 minutes here on the Mixler, mixler.com/Big Honkin' Show. You can also follow him at over on Twitter at Big Honkin' Show. You can follow us on the Twitter as well, the Crowder Brothers Show at CrowderBros.com or Crowder Bros Show over there on the Twitter. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Crowder Brothers Show. But it's a nice Monday here. I've got this week off, so you might hear more from me. We also have Steven. He was here with me last week. He's not feeling so good today, so hopefully he feels better. We also have Mark. He's in the chat now. And then we've got Andy. Andy and his wife, Kate, got some big news today. I'm not going to share that with everybody. I'll let him share that. We're trying to work to get him on the show as well soon so that maybe have all four Crowder brothers at once just talking and goofing around like we normally do. But what else is going on? Yeah, I've got this week off. Like Mar was saying earlier, she's got a winter break this week. So I decided to take the days off and just be able to hang out with her and spend some time at home, do some homework. If she cleans her room, we'll get to go down to Syracuse, which is about an hour from here, to the big mall, go eat dinner, maybe see a movie in IMAX, and do some of the fast go-karts that she likes to do. But other than that, let's see here. Looks like Mark's in the chat. Hey, Mark, you wanna jump in here? You mean to Skype you up? Hold on, it's for the dead air here. Sorry, folks. Oh, nope, not this time. He's got to go to work early tomorrow, so... Wait, you there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So I just saw your message, but I thought I'd bring you in here since you joined in there. We're just playing some tunes so that we can get ready for the big honking here in a little while. But, what's that?
So you got the week off.
I do. I have the whole week off, which is not good because Mondo just dropped some more info about a sale tomorrow.
Yeah. I saw that. It's, the Lauren one?
Yeah. I got one of his last week, the Birds one, and it actually, I just got the notification. They shipped it out last Thursday. So it'll be here tomorrow.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then I got all five on Friday, so I got to lay low on the Mondo. I'm holding out to see if they do some Back to the Future ones.
None of them are that eye-popping to me.
Yeah.
The Creature of the Black from the Black Lagoon is I kind of like, but
yeah.
I like the other one. Whatchamacallit?
The Earth Stood Still.
That one's good, but the other one, crap, I don't have it up anymore. The one with the robot on it.
Oh, there we go. Guardians of the Galaxy trailer coming tomorrow.
Oh, there we go. That'll be good.
That'll
be very good.
Three new photos. Here, I'll toss the link into that.
What am I doing?
Let's see here. I'm kind of... I like the idea of Batista being...
Yeah.
Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah, that should be pretty good.
Of Rocket Raccoon.
Yep.
Rocket Raccoon has always been one of my favorites.
See, I don't know much about the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'll call you back. Yeah, Mara's just wondering why I hung up on her. It's because my mic was feedbacking through her mic on her Skype because she's sitting like 10 feet away from it.
Yeah, there's that, and isn't it Vin Diesel as,
Vin Diesel is the tree one.
Yes. The weird one.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
And then Amy Pond is, the bad girl. She's some queen.
Oh, is she? I didn't know Amy Pond was in it.
Yeah, she shaved her head for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she pulled the wig off at Comic-Con last year.
Have you seen the Rocket Raccoon test footage?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that. It looks pretty good.
It's no longer up on Geeky Tyrant, unless they re-added it. Yeah, just, the raccoon just unloading a mag.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for Chris.
Hey, Rebecca. Yeah. Although the rumors of him playing Michael Knight are not sitting well with me. There's only one Michael Knight, and that's the Hoff.
Yeah. I can agree with that. But yeah, I mean, I like that he's doing more than just Parks and Rec. I mean.
Yeah, true. Very true.
That's all I've really seen him in.
Yeah. He was the voice of the main character in the Lego movie, too.
Oh, was he? Did you end up seeing
it? Yeah, it was pretty funny. I liked it. There are a few parts where I just laughed out loud because it was so ridiculously funny. The villain is Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Which I didn't know going into it. But Morgan Freeman plays the Gandalf type character, which is pretty funny. He wasn't Jesus in this one. But yeah, it was pretty interesting, to say the least.
And you just watched Ender's Game. Now, how was that?
I did. I picked up Ender's Game the other day, and I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, I kind of wish I could have seen it on the big screen, because there was, especially at the end, so much of it that was effects driven and would have looked really nice on the big screen. But I didn't get a chance to see it in the theaters, but I got it. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was very interesting. Made me want to go pick up the books because I've never read their books. So,
oh, yeah. It looks like there's a lot of large scale scenes in it, kind of like Pacific Rim and stuff like that, where it's just you got to see it in theaters to really take it in.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially at the end. But Harrison Ford was in it. He was really good. It was fun. So it was worth the $20 that I paid for it. I mean, because it's something that I will watch again, and I'll put it on my iPad, watch it again. And I mean, otherwise, if it had been one of those where it was ultraviolet only, I would have probably just waited till it came out on Redbox to see it, and then maybe gone and gotten it on iTunes after. But since it came with the iTunes download, I went ahead. Just went ahead and bought it now. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was one that Kate and I wanted to see. We just kind of never got around to it. It was kind of one of those deals.
Yeah, it was like that for me too. That's how it was for me.
I'm reading the first official promos for Star Wars Rebels, the new Star Wars cartoon, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're releasing on Disney Channel since they canceled the Star Wars Clone Wars when Disney bought it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I really like the Star Wars Clone Wars. I've watched all of the seasons.
Yeah.
They got really.
I guess they just put the last one on Netflix or something like that, or they're putting it on Netflix here in a few days.
Yeah, the last season was really good, and now they're going to this, and it's kind of cartoony. And who is the one of the actors was just named for the voice for it. Oh.
Didn't Qui-Gon in it or something?
No, one of the. Once I find it, you're going to laugh. It wasn't Freddie Prinze Jr., was it?
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. Something like that. No, it's either him or... What's his nuts?
Oh,
I only remember... Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. That's funny.
Yeah, Billy D. Williams.
See, anything with the Billy D. You gotta have Billy D. in there, okay. Especially if you're gonna have Lando.
Yeah, it's Billy D. Lando. A bunch of voices I don't know. Oh, I know Tim. Tim Curry, of course, was in the Three Musketeers, the old Disney.
Nice.
And he was Chancellor Palpatine in the Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, he's done a lot of cartoons.
Very nice.
What are the big movies for this week? I know they just released the new trailer for Game of Thrones. I believe it was today. Have you seen that yet?
No, I have not watched that yet.
That,
I need to, though.
It's very good, and it's what I wanted because it shows a big...
You show dragons, and I'm in. Yep. Yep, dragons are good. Dragons all day long. All day long, dragons. But I saw RoboCop. We went and saw RoboCop on Saturday. It was actually pretty good. It was. I enjoyed it quite a bit. No, he did not talk about snakes on a monkey flipping train or plane, but or on an automobile for that matter. But Samuel Jackson was really good in the movie. It was good. I liked it. I want to go back and see the other two now. Especially the first one, because this one is pretty well in line with the first one. But it was really good. I enjoyed it. It was cool. Amara didn't like it, but I liked it. So yeah, she wasn't supposed to like it. The only reason why she agreed to go was because at my FYE here, they're liquidating because they're moving. So I told her that if I made a deal with her that I'd get her the Wizard of Oz box set, the limited edition one, if she went to go see RoboCop with me. So she was stuck. She had to. I made her an offer she couldn't refuse. So, yes, bribery at its finest for sure. Yep. Yep. And you don't really mind going to hockey games, so you really won. Very nice. Oh, very nice. That's what I'm talking about. So we didn't get to tell you this. So the other night when me and Steve did the show, we were talking about McDonald's and chicken nuggets and stuff like that and all that. Well, Big Honkin played the clip where we referred to the Nuggets as Nugs, and he began to pick on us, at which point he then challenged us to a chicken nugget eating contest. Yes. So I thought I'd let you in on that. Once we get his audio portion where he lays down the challenge, we're going to cut a big, huge promo on it, accepting the challenge. And Amara's even in on it. She may be able to take all of us on chicken nuggets. She's a bottomless pit on those. Right. And and like a large pizza is an appetizer. Even though Mom doesn't give us money for wings. Right. Yeah, hold on a second. Amara wanted to talk about the chicken nuggets here. Hold on, let me add her back into the call here. Amara, I'm calling you on here again, okay? Because you had some words about chicken nuggets. Go ahead. Yeah? How many do you think you can put down? Now you realize you're not going up against me and your uncles. You're going up against Big Honkin. Oh yeah? Yeah? Ha ha. I don't know. Yeah, this is not actually, it's not the first time you've trash talked a little girl. You do it to Amar all the time. Well, you didn't hear earlier, Mark, but we're gonna be going down to the indoor go-karts where the adult carts go 45, go 0 to 45 in about 3 seconds, and the kid carts do 0 to 35 in about 3 seconds. And so we're gonna do that this week when she cleans her room. Hi, Alyssa. Why does it sound like Mark Matt is talking to himself? Can you not hear Mark on here? Oh wait.
I think it's because Amara was chimed in.
No, I had the audio turned down. I don't know if your audio's
Audio.
even come through at all.
Man,
Man,
damn
I think I might have jacked that all up.
it. That whole smack talk.
That whole
Hey,
smack
Mark.
talk. Okay,
Go
Amara,
again about your chicken
go again
nuggets.
about your chicken nuggets.
I can eat a belly of them in a minute.
In a minute.
In a minute.
And
and a,
you realize exactly
you realize
what it
again that
is.
you're not going up
Me
against
and your
me
uncles.
and your
Yes.
uncles. Who are you going up against?
Big Honkin.
Yeah.
Steve.
Are you gonna take it? Are you gonna take it easy on
No.
him?
No.
No?
I don't take it easy on anybody.
That's right.
That's
Because you
right.
learned from me
It's
and
because you
your uncles,
learned from
huh?
me and your
Yep.
uncles, huh?
That's why
That's why Amara
Amara
goes on the go-kart
goes
track and spins out high
to
school
high school
kids
kids who are in
who are in her way because they're
And
too
people think
slow.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, she had some strangers actually ask if she raced for reals,
Which is pretty cool.
which is pretty
Yep.
cool.
Yeah, we got Mark.
Yeah, we got Mark here. Mark is also in on the challenge. Steve,
It's not even really a
Steve
challenge.
Prime,
It's just going
and
to be
brother
domination.
Steve.
That's all it's going to
Yeah.
be.
Not nation of
Not
dominance,
Nation of
because we know
Domination
how
though,
that
because we know how that
I'm
goes.
still gonna win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my with Mark 2.0 and my new physical peak prowess,
Yes.
I cannot be
Yes.
beat.
Well,
Have you met me?
the only thing that could
That
beat
you'd be
you is the
afraid of
fact that
gaining
you'd be
an
afraid
ounce.
of gaining an ounce.
Hey, Steven is very right. I will be coming in like a wrecking ball on all of those chicken nuggets.
That's right.
Oh, Big Honkin put
Oh,
in
Big
the
Honkin put it on the ears. I
ears.
apologize.
I
My
apologize. My
chat
chat
window's not updated, so I have to
window's
keep respinning it. But
not updated. Uncle Steve says that he'll
Uncle
spin
Steven
you on the
says that he'll
carts
spin you
tomorrow.
on the carts of
Oh,
Amara.
no.
And
Uh-uh.
yes, there is echo because we are
Oh,
sitting 10 feet away
look at that. I see my wife is now chiming in on comments. I
Yep.
know for a fact, wife, I know you're in the other room. Don't try it. I can eat more than you.
Amara of
Big Honkin.
Big Honkin also says that you have no idea, and
He
he'd hate to cut a promo on you, but he might have to.
When I'm eating chicken nuggets, I can go for about a year
Yep.
or a
Now,
billion years just on chicken nuggets.
in this contest, are we allowing barbecue, ranch, honey mustard, are all of those things allowed in this contest, or are we doing dry chicken nuggets?
I don't know.
Dry
I don't know. We're
chicken
still gonna have to work on those
nuggets.
details,
There is
there is also the fact that there are two of us
the
that have finished the triple explosive
Oh
hot wing challenge at Quaker State or
Yep,
Quaker Steak.
I
I'm
saw
trying to
it.
Oh, Big Honkin says he eats chicken nuggets like Pac-Man eats
Well,
dots.
I eat chicken.
Well, I eat chicken nuggets like a fat kid eats cake.
There you go.
So there you go.
I love it.
And I love me some cake.
Yeah, I like some cake too.
Who doesn't like cake? I mean, come on, really, cake is
Yeah,
perfect.
I think when it comes to chicken nuggets and hot dogs, I could probably dominate all.
Yeah, especially on the hot dogs. You love hot dogs.
My standing record of cheese dogs are is I believe 16 in one sitting.
Holy
Holy
crap!
gosh. You're a genetic wonder, my friend.
That was in one cartoon session, so about 20 to 22 minutes.
Yeah. Oh. All
Well,
right. Well,
it is now
It is now 6:24.
25.
And per the tweets that, Amara likes to correct me all the time. 6:25, which means we are 5 minutes away from the big honking show. So I'm gonna go ahead and close this down. I'm gonna play us out, and to a song that will hopefully be one that I know the Steve Prime will like, and this is one of Amara's favorites as well. Let me see. Where is it? I gotta find it. Poor production value, people. I apologize.
Can I hang up?
So, yes, Amara, you can hang up. Go ahead and say goodbye if you want to.
Bye, everybody.
See you, everyone.
All right. See you. All right, everybody. Head on over to Mixlr.com/Big Honkin' Show, because the show should be starting here any minute now. But thanks for joining us, and it was a lot of fun. We're going to do it again. Like I said, I got all week off, and let's just have some fun this week. I hope everybody has a good week, and I'll see you guys over on the Big Honkin' Chat. Hey, this is just a quick temporary show. Steve, I guess his internet went out. He's working to fix it right now. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to some music and have some fun, talk some crazy stuff. But just until he comes back up, then we're going to switch back over. All right. Finish listening to some of the Metallica here. No, when I picked this song, I really didn't think about it, but I guess, yeah, it. This is kind of a fitting song when Steve's internet goes out, because the Sandman came down and you know, just reached up and grabbed him. Let's hope he can get it back and think good thoughts, folks. Hey Steve, what's up?
What's going on? I just got back after putting the boys in bed, and he was buffering. What's going on?
Yeah, his internet's down right now, so he's working on getting that fixed. So I figured, why not fire it up and play some tunes while we wait?
That works. I mean, it's funny. He's in Georgia with, what, a little bit of snow, a little bit of ice, mostly rainish.
Yeah, but the back in the back in the WHJD days, his internet would go down for, you know, rain.
Yeah, but that was at the radio station because the rain was leaking through the ceiling and the satellite internet was fritzing out.
This is true. There is that. That is a good point. But we had a request from somebody in the chat. Let's see here. Who was it? Mark Von Kugler, our Maui connection.
That's right. We're going to go visit him sometime, right?
Yes, we are. Whether he likes it or not, we're going to.
That's a good request you've made, by the way. That's
it is.
My favorite Queen song.
Yes, and it's... I'm actually pulling that up here. Just trying to work my playlist here.
The first time I ever heard the version of this song was the Highlander TV show.
Yes.
Which, growing up, I would get in trouble if Bill caught me watching it.
True. It's because they were cutting people's heads off and stuff.
Hey, that's how you kill an immortal. You chop their head off,
and
because they're it's the quickening.
The quickening. I mean, come on, you gotta cut the heads off.
This is true. Well, let's see here. Just because to make it speed up things up here a little bit. This one goes out to Mark Von Kugler, who made a special request. Hopefully I picked the right one.
Yeah, this is the right one. Now, the funny thing is I have to hear the music through the Mixler feed, so if I were to actually attempt to sing along, I would be off from what's coming through on the Mixler feed.
which isn't that much farther off than what normal is.
Forever!
Where's my sword? I feel like I should have my sword nearby while I listen to this.
Where's my sword? That's right. Yeah, requested for Steve's internet provider. This is true.
Actually, the Better Queen song about Steve's internet provider would be Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
Or Fat Bottom Girls.
Under Pressure?
That's the thing about Queen, is they have a song for every occasion.
They do. They quite literally do. Since you mentioned it, since I'm bad at crossfading, this is probably my favorite Queen song, other than Bohemian Rhapsody, which sits in its own category on its own.
Nah, Queen Killer is even better, especially if you're a Shaun of the Dead fan.
This is true. Oh, that's right. And the Killer Queen song, by the way, is on sale on iTunes right now for 69 cents. In the Rock Classics section.
I've already got the Greatest Hits, which, strangely enough, is a 17-track CD that does not include Bohemian Rhapsody.
What? How is that possible?
I figure they realized that everyone pirated it off of Napster back in 2001.
They didn't need to sell it anymore because everybody has it. If you don't have Bohemian Rhapsody,
exactly.
For shame. All right. So pull the curve back a little bit here while we're listening to some Queen. rocking out a little bit to it. Me and Steve here, we're both kind of excited because tomorrow, or here in a few hours, hopefully at midnight, because I don't have to work tomorrow, Battlefield 4 is coming out with an expansion pack. Some of their old maps from Battlefield 3 are getting polished up and pushed back out again. We're pretty excited about that. Wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yeah, it ought to be nice. The problem is that I have a hate-hate relationship with some of those maps, so whether or not I enjoy them is a different story.
Well, you know we're going to enjoy Metro.
I hated Metro. I think Metro's terrible.
Yeah, but it'll be a way to get away from Locker.
Point, it's awful.
Yeah, but Caspian is your least favorite map of all time. Wouldn't you say?
That and Goldman Highway.
Yeah, but that's from the new one. I hate that map.
I think it's despicable.
We're just going to keep it on the... we're on PC, Big D. Is where we play our Battlefield.
Yeah, I've got an Xbox 360, man has a 360. I'm tempted to get a PS3 because the price has come down, but to get that, I'd have to have some Steve bucks, which isn't going to happen anytime soon. PC gaming, some people are like, no console, blah, blah. I'd rather run it 1920 by 1200 on my screen and sit at my desk with my mouse and keyboard, because then I can alt-tab out and look at stuff on the internet while stuff's loading, instead of sitting like a putz with a bag of chips on the couch.
True. Very true. I'm just used to sitting here at my computer now, and really the Xbox has become a Mara's domain. She's sitting over here playing Minecraft now. She picked that up yesterday, and she's hooked on that now. And either that or Disney Infinity. I haven't really played Xbox since we were Halo-ing it up every night for the longest time.
Yeah, I haven't had a gold membership in years.
Yeah, it's been at least a couple years.
The only time Xbox gets turned on is when my boys want to play Kinect. So it's either Kinect Bowling or Wipeout. That's pretty much all they play. Every now and again we'll play Lego Star Wars, but that's only if Cameron's been good in school. And because my wife doesn't like Star Wars games like that, violence in general. So the boys are shooed away from that kind of stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I agree. You put them on the timer, which is wise.
Exactly. I put them on the timer no matter what they play. So if they're playing Wipeout on the timer, if they're playing Kinect Sports, it's on the timer. They're playing Just Dance Kids, it's on the timer. Yeah, my wife is one of those people that growing up, she never watched Star Wars, and she just doesn't get it. She sat down and watched all the Blu-rays with me. And she just never got it.
See, but here's the thing. She has seen the wars. And as Marshall Erickson once said, the only people who haven't seen the wars are in the wars. So now she's seen them. So, she can not like it all she wants. Whatever.
Mark, I have a vague memory of playing Klingon Academy. But back in the 90s, the only PC games that mattered to me were X-Wing, TIE Fighter, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Yep,
because those games were
they still hold up.
If you get it to run, they're perfect.
Yep,
I mean
they still hold up.
I remember when I first learned how you could cheat your way through the training on the X-Wing game, where you instead of having to fly through all the gates and stuff like that in a certain time, where if you just do a certain loop, you could finish it. That was so nice.
Yep. I always loved those games. They were so much fun.
Yeah.
That and Marathon, which was the Marathon was the precursor to Halo.
Yep,
that Bungie had put out back in the day.
I recently started rereading some of my Star Wars books. As my son said to me the other day when he saw my library, he's like, Daddy, you have lots of Star Wars books. Where did you get them all? And I said, well, Grandma and Grandpa bought me a couple because it was before I had money. And then I started buying them myself. So,
yep.
Nice little collection. I'm reading through the X-Wing series, if anyone's familiar with that. It chronicles Wedge Antilles and him rebuilding the famous Rogue Squadron throughout the expanded universe, which, of course, Lucas Arts is about to kill because of Disney. And yes, Dark Forces was good.
Dark Forces was good.
Dark Forces 2 was good.
Yep.
Dark Forces sort of jumped the shark when all of a sudden he was a Jedi.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I have all of the Rogue Squadron, the X-Wing books, both the Rogue and the Wraith Squadron books. I've got most of the Yuuzhan Vong series. What the heck is it called? The New Jedi Order. I've got most of those, where the very first book in that series, if you've read it, you know exactly what I'm talking about, has one of the most tragic moments in the extended universe that I'm not even going to reference because I think people might cry.
I think I know which part you're talking about. I'm going to put it in our little chat window so that I don't spoil it. Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yep, yeah, I remember that, Steve. Brutal. That is... It's just not happening. It can't happen. It's not possible.
Yeah, Jimmy, it involves a moon. And as I was reading that, it's just one of those... It's one of those things where you get so invested because you've watched the movies, you've read the books, you've read the comics, you've done all... You're a fan. You're a fan of the Star Wars. You're a fan of the wars. And to have that happen, it's just, like, gut-wrenching. And the way it pushes the characters after that throughout the rest of the new yes. Jedi Order series is pretty amazing. It sets up the entire arcs.
Yep, it's... Oof. That was one of the more heartbreaking things that I've ever read in a book because of what happens and who it involves. It's one of those where it's like, no, this can't happen. Just like Jimmy says, that's not true, that's impossible. Yeah. Exactly. Like, wait, yeah. This can't happen. Can't happen at all.
And the way it all wraps up together when you get all the way through through everything that they... I can't go into too much detail. They've been out for 10 years. I could give spoilers, but I don't want to be rude. If you guys want to borrow the books, you can come by my house and borrow books. When you get to Star by Star, where the Solo children... Han and Leia's kids, of course, take a young Jedi task force to go kill these, the queen of these animals that can hunt Jedi. And the way that ends is pretty brutal, too. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That substitutes Steve's Star Wars corner.
If they put that storyline portion into 7, 8, or 9, there may be a bigger revolt than what we saw with Jar Jar.
You know, I don't think they could take something like the New Jedi Order and put it in the movies. It would take way too long. I think they could take something like the Jedi Academy series or the Warlord Zinj series. Let's see, what other ones do I have here? I've got the Young Han series from before he became a smuggler, before he joined the Alliance, before he even joined the Imperial Navy, I think. The Jedi Academy ones are solid. But if you read the Jedi Academy ones, you need to read the X-Wing series and then read the standalone spinoff from that called I, Jedi, which is also a good one. I, Jedi is pretty solid. Yep, Heir to the Empire is good. I've got that over here. This is where a wireless headset comes in handy because you can walk away. Oh, the one that some people haven't even read is the Truce at Bakura, Bakura. What people don't realize is that's the book that came immediately after Return of the Jedi. It literally starts days after the Death Star blows up. And I got this book on June 24, 1995.
Holy cow. See, I was in between my junior and senior years of high school, which you would have been in what? Sixth and seventh, in between sixth and seventh grade?
Yeah, I was almost 13. I was 12.
Yeah. So in between sixth and seventh, yeah, that was right before your 12th birthday and my 16th birthday.
Yeah, 12, 13, and then you were 13, 14, something like that. Or
yeah.
16, 17, something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, this is when we lived on Colonial Court. It's all written in there because I loaned the book out. But it's a hardcover. I think we got it at a bookstore in the discount rack or something.
That's the best place to find books.
No chance we spent $20+ on it. I was born in 82. Matt was in 78. We don't.
Yeah, I was 78.
Time math and linear math we don't play with. It gets wibbly wobbly.
So wibbly, yeah, timey wimey. So.
Yeah. Yeah, this book came out in 94. But Truce at Bakura, if you're a Star Wars fan, it immediately comes right after Return of the Jedi, which is a pretty good tale.
Nice. So, since you mentioned it, Steve, the wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, I actually, not this past weekend, but the weekend before last, because I had some extra Matt bucks, I actually was finally able to pick up the Doctor Who Collector's Edition set with the new Who, all seven seasons, and the all the Christmas specials, everything basically up to the Day of the Doctor and the Time of the Doctor are in there, and the BBC making of special, or the BBC movie that they did back in November as well. That was really good. It has all that, and then it's also got the 2011 BBC Doctor Who at the Proms. Did you ever see that on the YouTubes?
No, see, I'm a cableless person, so if I want to watch The Who, I either wait for it to hit Netflix. For a while, I was getting it on, get the season pass on iTunes, like I do for Psych, which is also, which is a great show, but it's going away. But it got to a point, and I think it was when Rory and Amy were taken in the Angels Take Manhattan.
Yep.
Something didn't seem right. I couldn't get into Clara. I just...
What?
I the first episode I ever watched of New Who wasn't Christopher Eccleston. It wasn't David Tennant. It was Matt Smith with Pond and River with the Byzantium and the Weeping Angels.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was the first experience I had with New Who. It was the right before one of the new seasons started up, so they were doing a marathon. We were visiting my wife's family, so they had cable, or they have satellite or something. So I was able to watch this, and I was like, oh, wow, this is great. But yeah, I can't figure Clara out. I've watched a handful of the episodes. I thought she was window dressing in the Day of the Doctor. I thought Rose should have had a bigger part.
I will agree with that. Rose I think should have had a bigger part in it. But I also agree with Mark. Clara is hot. But the BBC at the Proms, the 2011 one's on the YouTube, I think. But basically, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's the London Philharmonic Orchestra, who does the actual music for the show, playing music from the show, and then they actually have the characters coming out, the Doctor comes out. This one in 2011 was actually hosted by Karen Gillan, otherwise known as Amy Pond, back before she shaved her head and she was full ginger. It's something that I've never really gotten to see a good quality of, and it was on there, and I was really excited about that, because at the end of it, they've also got video screens up, too, for the audience, and they actually play a medley written specially for it, and it shows all of the regenerations, and then when it gets to 9, it kicks into Valet Dachim, which is the song that plays, or it's the song that the universe sings number 10 to his sleep on, for the 9 to 10 and then 10 to 11. And I always really like that. But, the really cool thing, that came with it is they have the 11th Doctor's sonic screwdriver in there, but it's not the, $20 plastic one that you can get, which is still cool. I have one. It's actually a universal remote. Weighs about a pound. It's made out of metal and everything, but it's a universal remote, which is really cool. And I look forward to messing with people at work once I put batteries in it and get it programmed to like change the channel when they aren't looking away from their soaps and stuff that they're watching at lunchtime. But that was my big purchase. That was my big purchase for the year. Everything else I have to save up so that I can buy a house later this year.
But, yeah, Steve Bucks are hard to come by right now since I only have one and a quarter arms. And most of my Steve Bucks go to my physical therapy, which costs $220 a visit.
Holy crap. I didn't know you're paying that much.
Yeah, it's because we have a, I don't mean to bore people, but we have an HSA, which means we pay 100% up to X, and then it's an 80-20.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's at, we hit total max out of pocket, and then everything's covered. That's the only reason why I had my shoulder even looked at was because last summer, both our son Cameron had something that he had to have done, and Kim had her wrist done for carpal tunnel. So it was one of those, we've already hit almost the max, so I might as well get my shoulder looked at. And sure enough, 7/12 of my shoulder was torn. So it was worth getting fixed. But now we have to pay for it. So
yeah, I didn't realize that. Holy crap. I haven't been to physical therapy in like 2 months. Just because I was tired of driving over there all the time. But
yeah, mine's on my way to work or on the way home, so it's not too bad.
Yeah. The other cool thing, too, is that what the Doctor Who said is that it's all in Blu-ray. Even the first four series that weren't originally in Blu-ray. And they look even better than they do in HD on BBC America.
Did it come with digital copies?
No, it did not come with digital copies, unfortunately. I wish it had. But next time I come to Michigan, I'll bring them with me so you can rip all of them.
I don't rip DVDs, Matt. I back them up. That way if something happens to the disc, I don't lose the content.
Exactly. And I need you to do that for me so that I always have a backup copy of these DVDs.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, healthcare is a funny thing to talk about, isn't it, Rebecca?
Yeah.
It's just one of those facts of life kind of things. I've had probably 24 sessions of physical therapy so far this year, which at $200 a pop is quite a bit of cashola. Neither did we until we found out how much my insurance paid for my December therapy.
Until after the first 10 episodes or 10 visits, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hey,
pretty
what's this bill for?
Yeah, thankfully I've done it 2 times a week now. And yes, Mark, you are correct. Convert to hard drive and backup, all in MP4s.
Yes.
Also, I could potentially watch them on an iPad or an iPhone or on my Apple TV, which may or may not be how I watch most of the things that I own.
This is true.
Yeah, the HSA, to keep my healthcare talk alive, if your total out-of-pocket, if you examine how much you spend every year, if you have to have something done, you're going to spend the same amount no matter what. This way, I'm not spending it unless I want to. So, yeah, it's a pain in the butt, and yeah, I've got to fork out all this cash, but the normal plan where it would be an 80-20 coverage, I'd end up spending more than $6,000 a year on the insurance coverage. This way, I spend...
Yeah, because last year didn't Cameron have his tonsils out?
He had tubes put in his ears and adenoids out.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Kim had the carpal tunnel.
Kim had a carpal tunnel. And then you had your shoulder, which I know how much your shoulder surgery cost.
$11,000.
Definitely saving money on that one. Yep.
Yep. $11,000 for the shoulder surgery. And I don't even know how much my sling cost or my cryo cuff or anything like that. Or my TENS unit. Mm-hmm. My little electro zapper.
I didn't get one of those.
Yeah. Oh, Mark, yes, you're correct. DVD Fab is what I use. I use DVD Fab to rip it, and I use Handbrake to encode it. Yeah, pretty much. I'm building up the $6 million man. 11,000. Well, if you count my stint in the hospital 3 years ago, and my $43,000 stay in the hospital 3 years ago, I'm well over $50,000 of hospital bills. Yeah, Mark, DVD Fab is what I use.
Here we are talking about DVD Fab and their website's down. What do you know?
Yeah. DVD Fab is great. I use that and then Handbrake. What I'd like to do is I do a bunch of DVD Fab, so I've got probably 6 or 8 backups ready to go, and then I set a queue, call it a night, let the computer run, and encode it all by morning, and it's pretty seamless. Yeah, 3 years ago, I was at a family get-together with my wife's side of the family, and her mom was going to watch our boys that night, and we were going to go to a hotel, and just have a nice, quiet evening, like you do. And thankfully, the hotel that I booked for us was right next door to a hospital. So I drove us to the hotel. We get there. I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to take a shower. Come out from the shower. I lay on the bed, and my wife Kim is like, so what, you know, let me look online. What's wrong? Da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, well, I don't know if it's my appendix or not. Because, you know, in this day and age, you can't not self-diagnose. You know, everybody goes to WebMD before you want to throw out any cash. And she's like, well, is your stomach distended? And I said, I don't know, but I can't suck in my gut. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't suck in my gut, so I guess there's something wrong. So we drive across the parking lot to the hospital. They get me in. They're like, pretty much immediately, they're like, yep, that's appendicitis. Let's get you a CAT scan. Yep, your appendix is burst. So, yeah, we're going to have to go in for surgery. And the moment that they told me that there was actually something wrong with me, and my wife will agree with this 100% if she was here. She says that I pretty much just went white, and I pretty much gave up fighting at that point. Because up until then, I was being the strong, manly man that I am and was fighting everything. I could not show weakness unless I knew that there was something actually wrong with me. So I had to play the tough guy.
Unless you know there's something wrong with you, then you shut
down.
Milk it for every ounce it's worth.
Shut down, exactly. So then that was on a Sunday afternoon that we went in the hospital. Sunday night I had the surgery. I was in the hospital for 9 days total. I think it was 9 days. I had 5 CAT scans. I had multiple procedures because I had abscesses, which if anyone knows what those are, that means that there was fluid collecting from the burst appendix. So they actually had to go in and put tubes in to drain. Not very pleasant. But the funny thing about that is I'm laying there in the CAT scan machine waiting for the doctor to come in to do this procedure to put the drain in. And I'm asking the nurse, I'm like, so when do I get the drugs so I don't feel anything? You know, I really don't want to feel this. And she's like, well, as soon as the doctor gets here, we'll get you started on the medication. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay, good, good. Well, the doctor shows up and he's like, all right, let's do this. Let's do this. You ready? Okay, let's do this. And he immediately starts, and I start freaking, and he starts pressing in and pushing in this, I don't know what it was. And I'm like, ah, and probably that was a little hot probably. But, and he's like, you can feel that.
But your scream, I'm sure was about 15 decibel or 15 octaves higher too.
Exactly. Exactly. So the doctor's like, you can feel that. And I'm like, yeah. All I remember at that point is he turns to the nurse and says, how much did you give him? She said that something or other. And he's like, well, give him more. And then I was out. I was out cold.
Nice.
And then I got to walk around the hospital with my gown on and a robe and an IV and a bag hanging from my waist for another couple of days.
Yeah.
But then they, of course, had to take the drain out. Taking the drain out was even worse. Oof. They took me into another room. They didn't put me out, but they just pulled it out more or less. They might have given me like a topical, but they pulled it out, and it sounded like somebody slurping spaghetti.
Oh,
I mean, it was like, I mean, it was terrible.
It was kind of like that. It was kind of like that after Jamie had her surgery, and like she was just laying there. Doctor came in, looked at it. It was like just in the doctor's office, and he just like didn't even like warn her or anything, just yanked it right out. And she's like, "Whoa, what's this all about?" I'm thankful when I had my shoulder done. I didn't have any of that crap. All I remember is them bringing me back in there, and I was like fading in and out. And they like had me like help slide my fat butt over from the gurney over onto this chair onto the table that I guess is like one of those lazy boys for old people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Will like lift up so they can stand up, you know? Well, it's kind of like that, I guess, because then it folded up into the into a chair, and my arms were out to the sides like I was getting lethal injection or something. And he's like, I hold that. I'm like, so why? And I had asked the doctor, I'm like, so why are you like doing both arms, putting both arms, tying both arms down. You know, I can understand the one you're working on. He's like, that's so you don't punch me with the other one. I was like, oh, fair enough. but the lift chair. But I remember laying there and I was like in and out of consciousness. I'm like, thank you for making me better. And then next thing I knew, I woke up and it was all good. And that was the first one. The second one, when I woke up though, all I remember is like six nurses scrambling around me. They're like, he's burning up. He's burning up. We've got to get him cooled down. And I had no clue what was going on, but I had sweat through like the sheets underneath me, the sheets on top of me, the blanket on top of me, everything. But the last one that I had back in September, when Mom was here to help me out, that one, like I remember flirting with the nurses, because they were really sweet and they were pretty. But that's true, Amara. I gotta find you a new stepmom somehow. The nurse is a good start place. Oh, that's right. Jennifer Lawrence is your new stepmom, or Danica. That's right. But then I remember waking up and I was like, "Can we like get my clothes on so I can leave now?" And Mom's like, "Why don't you just lay there and rest for a minute?" I'm like, "No, I'm good to go. I feel so much better this time than last time. I'm like ready to go. Let's go home now."
Yeah, that's just yeah. Well, with my appendix, they didn't let me eat or drink anything for 4 days. So I got in there on a Sunday. The only thing I'd had to drink on that's at the hospital at that point was the dye Kool-Aid so they could do the CAT scan. And then it was Thursday before they actually gave me anything to drink, and I was begging those nurses to give me some ice chips or something, anything.
Yeah,
that was brutal. Yeah, with my shoulder, we went in, and same sort of stuff as you normally do. This is at the same place that Cameron had his tubes put in his ears, so we knew exactly where we had to go. Go in there. Yeah. I change into my gown, which probably cost way more than it should, because it was some super, like, fancy pants gown where it had, like, ports to plug in a heater if you wanted to, and all that kind of stuff.
I was going
to
say, did it actually have pants?
I wish.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have to sign your shoulder as to which one they're working on, which it's like, come on. Do we have L's and R's on our shoes? And, I mean, really?
Yeah, it's not easy to sign your. Signing your shoulder is like trying to bite your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you're trying to sign your shoulder with your non-writing hand.
Exactly.
You know.
Now, I'm like, Matt, did you get the nerve block for yours?
Oh yeah.
The nerve block was weird.
Let me tell you.
The guy comes in.
Nerve block was weird.
The anesthesiologist comes in and he tried to explain to me what they do. He's like, "Yeah, you got some nerves and it's like a cluster of them together, and I got to go right into the right spot." And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, "I don't freaking care what he has to do. I just want it done." So then he's like, "We'll come and get you as soon as we know it's almost time for the surgery," and blah 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 blah. Yeah, you almost should like put an X on the one not to work on, and X never marks the spot. But
never ever marks the spot.
So then they come and get me. They take me into this room, and the recovery nurse is there because they did it in the recovery room for me, because that's where they do them. He's like, "Yeah, if you want to
that's where they did it for
me. If you want to lean your head and look at that ultrasound machine, that's how I'm going to get in there and find the nerve."
Yeah, you don't want to be watching the ultrasound machine where you can see the needle going into your neck.
Yeah, but I couldn't feel anything.
That is the weirdest thing ever.
I couldn't feel anything.
You can't feel anything, but it's weird. Oh, look, there's that shiny piece of metal going inside of me. I shouldn't flinch right now because it'll paralyze me.
Exactly. So, you know, he puts that in, and I must have been passing out from the meds they were giving me because they were awesome. And
yeah, Versed is so nice.
They take me back to the room. Yeah. I don't even remember them taking me. My wife said that I was acting pretty hilarious. And, you know, I'm not funny to begin with, so it had to have been comedy gold. So she said that they came and got me, and I was completely lucid, but I don't remember a lick of it. All I remember is waking up in recovery with my sling on and being taken back to the room and being offered Diet Coke and saying, no, I wanted water. It's like, no, I want water. It's like, why would I want Diet Coke? I don't want to throw Diet Coke up. I just want water.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it was ginger ale and...
Hopefully a lot of gingers died to make that ale.
Butter on it. It was good. They sacrificed themselves valiantly. I have no complaints. But yeah, the nerve block the first time, because it was weird, because if you've never had it, it's like when you fall asleep on your arm funny, and your arm falls asleep, but it won't come back awake again, where you can, like, push on it with your finger, and nothing's happening. You can't feel it. Like, you can feel it through your finger, but you can't feel it on your arm. It's so weird. But the first time when I had it, I remember it wore off at about 12:30 at night. And I know it wore off because I woke up screaming because it felt like somebody was stabbing me. And I fumbled around in the dark for my morphine and my Tylenol 3. And that started about 4 days of involuntary muscle spasms.
Yeah, see, I listened to the doctors. You obviously have issues listening. They point blank said to me, the moment you get home, eat something and take some of your oxycodone.
Oh, I did. It just did. It all wore off at the same time.
My nerve block was on for at least 12 hours or so, maybe longer.
Yeah, it's about 12-ish.
But I had physical therapy the day after surgery. So I went to therapy the day after.
See, I didn't have that.
With it partially blocked still. But when I got home, we, of course, drove through the pharmacy, got my drugs, blah, 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 get home. It was the same night as my son's Christmas program for school. So mom and dad were here, Bill and Marlene. They were here. Bill stayed with me. Marlene went with Kim and the boys to Cameron's Christmas thing. And I'm like, Dad, you haven't seen Sherlock yet, have you? And he's like, nope, I haven't seen it. I was like, yeah, let's fire this up. We can watch the first episode of Sherlock, season one. Because he hadn't watched it at that point. So we're watching it, and I'm sitting there high
but
as a kite.
Now, and mom is completely sure.
Oh, yeah, they love it now. They're glad that I introduced them, I think. I'm high as a kite, and I slam a 10-piece chicken nugget, which was the worst thing to do in the situation. And it was awful.
And side note on that, take note out there. Tell all you big honking listeners, make sure next time Steve starts talking smack about the nugget eating contest, those Crowder boys, we can slam a 10-piece, high on drugs, fresh out of a surgery, and, you know, it doesn't faze us.
Well,
we can do it. Even when they say just eat slowly, have a small snack.
Now,
a small snack is a 10-piece chicken nuggets.
I was told that I had to be on my the cryo cuff. Now, I don't know how to properly explain what the cryo cuff is without finding a link, but on for an hour, off for an hour, on for an hour, off for an hour. So I'm sitting there watching the clock while my dad and I are watching Sherlock, the Study in Pink or whatever the first episode's called. And basically, it's a cooler that has a hose and it pumps cold water, ice water. You're supposed to put ice water in it to this cuff that goes around your shoulder to ice it. It's basically a fancy icing machine for your arm or your knee or your back, whatever attachment you get. So I'm watching the clock and I'm starting to feel sick. And I'm watching the clock. The second it gets to an hour, I rip the thing off. I climb out of the couch, which after shoulder surgery, climbing off of a couch is nearly impossible. I proceed to walk into the bathroom. I think to myself, oh, look, someone cleaned my toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ate the nugs too fast while I was on drugs.
Don't tell Steve about that part, by the way.
Hey, you know what?
Just let him know that we can eat them.
I can slam a 20-piece like nobody else, but eating nugs on drugs post-op, not the smartest thing you can do.
That's new catchphrase, nugs on drugs.
Yeah, thankfully my wife wasn't home, and I'm really good when I throw up. I've got some really good projectile accuracy. I know when I'm going to throw up.
Yes.
I know when I need to be there. If we ever get to it, I've got a story from almost 15 years ago now, probably 12, 13 years ago, of food poisoning from Burger King that involves projectile, but we don't have to talk about that right now, but... Yeah, nugs on drugs, not a good idea. At the time, I was so hungry. No. My surgery was scheduled for 12:30, something like that. We got there at 11. You're not allowed to eat anything from midnight before. So from midnight mm-hmm. until I got home at 5 p.m., I had not had anything to eat. So
yeah,
the first thing put in front of me was nugs.
I was lucky. I felt bad for you. I felt bad for you on that, too, because I was lucky. Both of mine, I had to be there at like 6, 6.30 in the morning. So, and I couldn't have anything until after midnight. So it was easier for me. And the second time was easier, too, because Mom had been able to go out and get my drugs for me
yeah.
while the surgery was going on. Whereas the first time, I had to go by Walmart on my way home, get the meds, and then Walmart didn't have the morphine, so I had to wait until my girlfriend at the time showed up when she got home from work, because she was going to stay with me for a couple days. And then we went like across town to Rite Aid to get the other drug. So I was already behind the curve the first time. Second time, I was good to go, except for the fact that Mom wouldn't let me take my meds when I wanted to. She made me take them when I was supposed to.
Exactly. Yeah, and Alicia, you are correct. After shoulder surgery, everything is nearly impossible. Now, if you're left-handed or right-handed,
yes.
think of taking your dominant arm and making it literally immobile for 4 weeks. I had to wear my sling, and Matt probably yep. had to, too. You have to wear your sling every minute yep. of every day unless you're in the shower. But when you're in the shower, you literally have to hold up your arm to stop it from falling yep. down.
You basically have to do the Captain Morgan by like putting your foot up on the soap dish to make a resting place for your arm. And then, I mean, for me, it was even harder, too, especially during the week, because I live by myself when Amara's not here. So even the simple things like drying myself off is almost impossible. And the first surgery I had was in July. So basically I wore basketball shorts and cut off t-shirts for about 3 weeks.
Don't you mean about 30 years?
Well, you know, and then, the last time it was a little bit cooler out. So I had to figure out a way. So I was wearing like fleece pajama pants, until I could, you know, unless Amara was here, and then she would help me button my pants.
Yeah, I didn't wear pants with buttons on them for a month.
Throw a coat over. Yeah, because you can't get your...
It's just not worth it.
You may think, why is that? I mean, buttoning your pants, you can do it one-handed sometimes. But when it's your dominant hand that you
yeah.
can't use, no, don't even
try. And not when you wear a belt buckle.
Don't even try.
Try wearing a belt buckle without two hands.
Exactly.
I mean, I couldn't wear my Captain America
yeah.
shield for over a month, and it didn't feel right. I was hitting up Walmart yeah. post-Black Friday getting pullovers. I got a couple pairs of basketball shorts for like $6. Yeah. I got a pair of sweatpants yeah. for $6. I spent probably $30 on enough clothes to mm-hmm. wear the entire time I was home.
And some like quadruple XL t-shirts to be able to fit over the slot.
I got to a point where I could actually, because Kim was here to help me, so she would help me get a shirt on, and I was wearing
yeah.
it under the sling. But the sling, if I had it around, I don't know what I did with it. It's super uncomfortable if you don't have a sleeve on. You have to put pads in there and things, because
yes.
they don't make that thing to not itch.
I put a towel in there. I just like a dish
yeah,
towel.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Like a soft terry cloth towel, especially during the first one, because it was summertime, and I would get hot and sweaty and just blah. Blah. This is nasty.
Oh, hey, this but. Just in. There was a tweet from the Shark Tank, the ABC show earlier. Looks like DDP from DDP Yoga and WCW fame is going to be on Shark Tank next Friday.
Really?
Yeah, that's going to be a good episode.
Interesting. Also, this just in via the Twitter webs from Big Honkin' himself. Cable internet outage in his area. Don't know when things will be restored. Says see everyone tomorrow. So I guess it's just us. So thank you for being here. We'll keep going for a little while longer here if you want to, Steve-O.
Yeah, might as well. I'm pretty sure the rest of my house is asleep.
Right, you want to go ahead and throw some tunes on while we take a break, or everybody can refill their drinks, tell their friends to listen.
Yep, hide your kids, hide your wife.
We're getting crazy up in here.
Yeah, going all healthcare talk about shoulder problems and not having an arm to use. That is kind of about as crazy
Sorry.
As you get.
This is true. All right, we're back. Thanks.
Yes,
for
we are.
Hopefully, everybody had a nice little break there. Wanted a quick throw out there. I'd put the link out there. I saw on the Facebook that speaking of MacBooks, Blu-ray deal of the week over on the Amazon. 60% off the Bond 50th anniversary 23 film collection. And choose 3 digital copies of past Bond movies. So what that is Blu-ray, all 23 movies with Skyfall, which is normally $300, on sale for $120, and you get the digital copy of 3 of the movies.
That's a solid deal.
Out of there.
If you're into Bond, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a deal.
Did I also see that there's a Game of Thrones deal right now too?
What? It's probably half off right now.
Probably.
Since somebody's off doing something else right now and unable to look at another screen.
That's correct. I'm unable to look at the screen.
Because he's not hosting.
That's right. If I'm not...
Actually, ooh,
$30. If I'm not running the soundboard, I don't need to be as present.
Yeah, Blu-ray DVD combo and digital copy of Game of Thrones Season 3 for $30.
Now, Season 3, that's the one that I may or may not have watched on HBO Go, right?
Yes, that's the one that you watched on HBO Go. I don't think I'm going to find a better deal than that.
Oh, crap, there are multiples outside. Sorry, everyone, I'm playing Battlefield. If you hear me say something completely random that doesn't make any sense, it's because something happens in Battlefield.
And some things only
happen in Battlefield. Mark owns Season 1 of Game of Thrones. I think you got him Season 2 for Christmas.
I got his birthday last year.
I have season 2. If you like medieval type things, you'll like Game of Thrones. It's just a question of where your moral compass is, cuz it's not the cleanest of shows. And if you can go into it and acknowledge that fact, you'll be better off for it. Because it gets pretty doggone nasty at a certain point. Yeah, I don't know how else to explain Game of Thrones other than that it just gets downright nasty.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so here.
All right, sorry, I had to get up.
That's fine.
I had to go look for my bank card because all my information in my Amazon has expired, so I have to go and put it in again.
Yeah, I was unknowingly vamping for you since I was just talking about Game of Thrones and how it's not the most family friendly.
Well, especially season one. Season one, there's quite a bit of the nudity.
Yeah, if you're a big fan of the men, there's plenty in there, and if you're a big fan of the ladies, there's plenty of that too.
Yes, but when you get past that, it really is quite an interesting show.
Yeah.
It's just very fascinating. And I really appreciate it. Game of Thrones comes out
tomorrow. It's a story about relationships and families and how screwed up they all are no matter whose they are.
Yeah.
And we could go into details about what constitutes screwed up in Game of Thrones, but I would hate to ruin it.
Let's just say the Lannisters cover all of them.
Yeah.
The Lannister family covers pretty much all of them.
I just knocked down the tower in Charlie, Matt.
Oh. You're on the Hurt Locker. Nice.
At least I thought I had.
Anyway, so what else do we have here? You want to hear something else that's screwed up? I'm just going to go here off on a rant. Remember, I'm a military guy here. Our grandpas both were in World War II. One of them was a POW in Germany.
Yep.
Okay. So.
And the other one got a couple of rifles in the Pacific.
Yes. So I've noticed some things here on the Facebook. Apparently, there was a National Guard soldier who was on funeral detail Which funeral detail of all the things that you could do in the military is one of the most solemn things you can do. Basically, you're laying to rest a veteran, whether it be somebody from World War II or it could be a modern day soldier who just passed away, either overseas or here at home. Doesn't matter. It's something that happens with soldiers. It's something that you earn as a soldier. Apparently, there's this clown who on her Instagram posted pictures about tailgating and walking to the cemetery to do funeral honors and then back for the game. It's like 7 months ago, and they just found it, right? For a Brewers game or something.
It could at least be an Angels right? game or a Cubs
and
game.
Then, yeah, but they're sitting there bragging about it. Then they posted another one where a bunch of them were like posing in front of a casket with the flag on it. And her comment was, "We put the fun in funeral."
That's a little cold.
And let me tell you, there's a few things that make my blood boil faster than stuff like that, because it's just moronic and idiotic. And thankfully, one of the sites that found the picture or were alerted to the pictures and posted it has about 250,000 followers. So within about 45 minutes, her chain of command knew about it and is taking care of it. Just like the Air Force E-4 or E-5.
Oh, the one that Rich posted?
Who thought it'd be cool to have her... The one where she's like making out with the POW.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. Did you see the guy that Rich posted on Facebook last night about... he was some sort of reserve guy, but he was telling people he was a Ranger, Special Forces and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I just...
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, it's like, there's no glory in that. I mean, yeah, he got some free stuff, but he's gonna get roasted. It's a felony.
Marcon Smith. Yeah, it is. Marcon Smith. You look at his. Take one look at his picture.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna send
the.
I'll send
when you look at the picture, if you've ever paid any attention to military or anything like that, you know something's not right. The guy's got way too many patches, not in the right spot. It just.
He's got a tag with his blood. He's got a Velcro thing with his blood type and a tag off his zipper, which nobody.
Well,
does
the one
that.
Thing I read was that was an accurate thing to do because it said APOS, and he was a piece of.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, he is APOS. But there's a lot of these kind of tools out here, a lot of these posers, and I try not to pay too much attention to them because it really just does infuriate me. Yeah. Anyway, let's get off.
Yeah,
that.
Way to be downer.
Gets back to some funny stuff. Way to go, Debbie Downer. Gah. Seriously. Jimmy Fallon's starting the late show tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. If I actually stayed up past 10:30, I would watch. I'll watch his YouTube videos. That's all you need. When it comes to Jimmy Fallon, his show is funny, but there was no chance I was going to stay up till 12:30 to watch the show. I will watch the clips on YouTube the next day because he knows that's where his people are. That's how it is.
Yes. Agreed. Oh, no way. Empire Strikes Back actor Christopher Malcolm dies at 67.
Who did he play?
He was the speeder pilot that found Luke and Han.
Oh, yeah. Rogue 7? Rogue 5?
Rogue 3?
I don't remember.
Yeah. But. All right. Well, it looks like we're starting to hemorrhage.
Yeah, that's what happens when we go on a healthcare rant. We talk about surgeries, and then you bring it down talking about posers and idiots in the military. Way to go.
I do what.
Yeah, exactly. Which isn't a whole heck of a lot.
We'll play it out. Hopefully, Steve Prime's internet there down in Hazelhurst is back up and running. Hopefully Time Warner pays its bills so he can actually have the show tomorrow. If not, I may do another one just because
you'll be home. So you might as well
keep an eye on, go ahead and follow us on here so that you get the instant, messages just like with Big Honkin. When we go live, you can follow us on the Twitter at twitter.com/CrowderBrosShow and on Facebook at Crowder Brothers Show on the Facebook for updates and stuff from us. If you have any ideas, anything you would like us to talk about, you know, some music requests.
Yeah, pretty much anything's on the table to talk about. We're fans of the firearms. We're fans of the motorcycles. Cars in general. We don't know anything about cars, but we like them. It's that kind of thing. But, so.
We love Top Gear, so we can at least know what a cool car
is. Yeah, exactly.
Is.
We'll never be able to own one, but we'll know what it is.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You can send us links on those two places, or you can email us at CrowderBrothersShow@gmail.com. Just like with Steve, if you have some funny bits where you want to cut us together or make a commercial for us, that'd be awesome. We will play it, just like Steve does, because we think that's cool. And we've got some ideas too. Amara's here. She's on the couch playing her. Oh, she's playing Crazy Taxi now, but she's trying to rest and prepare herself for the great nugget competition.
That's right. All the nugs all the time.
But all nugs all the time. Nugs and drugs. Nugs and drugs. It's kind of like on Step Brothers, Boats and Hugs.
Yeah. Except Nugs and Drugs is better.
Nugs and Drugs.
Tell
is
you
better.
What, Nugs and Drugs, they don't mix. Say no to Nugs and Drugs, kids. Say no to Nugs and Drugs.
That's true. Just yes to Nugs.
Yes
no to
Nugs.
Drugs.
Chipotle barbecue.
And when you say yes to Nugs, get the 20-piece, not the 10-piece.
And always get the Chipotle barbecue.
Anyway.
With some regular barbecue. Mix them up a little bit. It calms the heat if you're a weakling.
It's true. Well, I think we'll leave it at that. But thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Joining in. Tell your friends. Invite them in. Listen to our craziness. But anyway, have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, have a good night, everyone. We try to do at least one planned show a week. And then we do some impromptu stuff like this when Steve Prime's not available. But let us know how you're doing. We'd love to talk with you. And we'll see you then.
All right. Have a good night.